Naive globalization. We are gliding into disorder, but not necessarily bad disorder. This implies that we'll see more periods of calm and stability, with most problems concentrated into a small number of black swans. Consider the nature of past wars. The 20th century wasn't the deadliest in percentage of the total population, but it brought something new, the beginning of the extremistan warfare, a small probability of a conflict degenerating into total decimation of the human race, a conflict from which nobody is safe anywhere. A similar effect is taking place in economic life. I spoke about globalization earlier. It's here, but it's not all for the good. It creates interlocking fragility while reducing volatility and giving the appearance of stability. In other words, it creates devastating black swans. We've never lived before under the threat of a global collapse. Financial institutions have been merging into a smaller number of very large banks. Almost all banks are now interrelated. So the financial ecology is swelling into gigantic, incestuous, bureaucratic banks, often Gaussianized in their risk measurement. When one falls, they all fall. As if we didn't have enough problems, banks are now more vulnerable to the black swan and the ludic fallacy than ever before, with scientists among their staff taking care of exposures. The giant firm J.P. Morgan put the entire world at risk by introducing in the 90s risk metrics, a phony method aiming at managing people's risks, causing the generalized use of the ludic fallacy, and bringing Dr. Johns into power in place of the skeptical Fat Tonys. A related method called value at risk, which relies on the quantitative measurement of risk, has been spreading. Likewise, the government-sponsored institution Fannie Mae, when I look at their risks, seems to be sitting on a barrel of dynamite, vulnerable to the slightest hiccup. But not to worry. Their large staff of scientists deemed these events unlikely. The increased concentration among banks seems to have the effect of making financial crises less likely. But when they happen, they're more global in scale and hit us very hard. We've moved from a diversified ecology of small banks with varied lending policies to a more homogeneous framework of firms that all resemble one another. True, we now have fewer failures, but when they occur, I shiver at the thought. I rephrase here. We'll have fewer but more severe crises. The rarer the event, the less we know about its odds. It means that we know less and less about the possibility of a crisis. And we have some idea how such a crisis would happen. A network is an assemblage of elements called nodes that are somehow connected to one another by a link. The world's airports constitute a network, as does the World Wide Web, as do social connections and electricity grids. There's a branch of research called network theory that studies the organization of such networks and the links between their nodes, with such researchers as Duncan Watts, Stephen Strogatz, Albert Laszlo Barabasi, and many more.